7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
PM. No, that cannot be right. But that's okay. Because the actual time, that is something that I do know. That is a known known. And that known known is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the dubious go. Committee. Yes. Ugh. Hold on. I just realized I have kitty fluff in my face. Cat hair floating around in the air everywhere. What on earth is in my face? Okay. Hello. I think I'm ready to go. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And it is my responsibility to pour some tea right now. Oh boy. That does look good. What kind of tea are we drinking today? Yeah, I'm drinking Che Guanyin again today. It's so good. I can't stand it. It's amazing, and I really need this right now because I'm having a crazy sinus day. Not a regular sinus day. Crazy sinus day. I don't know what happened. I woke up this morning. And when I say morning, of course, well, I guess it still is morning. Wow, amazing. I know you're impressed. I know you're impressed that I'm awake before noon. Anyway, when I got up, it must have gotten cold last night. And when I say cold, I mean it must have been a little bit cooler last night. I didn't check the weather yesterday because I'm lazy. But anyway. Man, you're going to be listening to a lot of sniffling and coughing today. Because, geez, out of control. Absolutely out of control sinus issues. Yada. So, anyway. Other than my sinus cavities being extremely strange, everything is great. What are we doing? What's happening? I guess we need to leave this room. See what's going on in the other parts of my house. Because I thought... I thought I heard something going on up here. So who's this at the top of the stairs? Scratching her face. Well, what is it? Well, you were giving me kitty yangs. Well, what is it that you want to do? Well, you want to do some kitty stuff? Okay, now I have to follow my cat up here. Yes, I'm right behind you. Okay, well, what a surprise. We're walking into the kitchen. And even though I've been pouring water for my cat, I've already done it like 3 times in the last 45 minutes that I've been up or whatever. 50 minutes. Yes, you're a baby. But I can see a bunny outside. I can see a bunny. There's a little baby rabbit. He's not that baby anymore. He's growing pretty good. He's out there on the other side of my deck. Well, what does a kitty want? Do you want more water? You always want the water. What is up with this? Okay, so I'm going to grab the water jug here. Yes, you can have some waters. Do you like kitty waters? All right, now I got to pour the water into the bowl so she can drink it out of the jug. Here we go. And then I stop pouring the water out of the jug and she drinks the water out of the bowl. Yeah. I don't know what this is about. I haven't been able to figure it out yet. But I guess I'll just keep pouring water for my cat. I'll just sit there and... Does my cat want to drink a flowing stream of water? Having still water in a bowl isn't good enough? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out if I have Champions League games today. Do I need to be watching football? What are we doing? No, I'm not watching football today. I'm just overly anxious for it. Oh, look. Guess who followed me down here? Okay, hi. All right, so Pippa is now on the scene, which is sort of annoying because I wanted to do something else, but we're not going to do that now. Okay, do you want to get on the banky? Then you need to get on the banky. You're on the wrong side of the banky. As I pulled the blanket up over my legs to protect them from cat claws... My cat is still under... You see, you're under the blanket. You need to be on top. Get in there. Get over it. Ugh. My cat understands the difference between over and under. You were under the cat, under the blanket. Now you are over the blanket. That's a good baby. All right, so my cat is now sitting here. Anyway, what I was going to tell you about, the exciting thing... And this is good. This is pretty good. Are you going to sit down? Okay, that's a good baby. Sit down now, please. I thought of something weird last night. Or was it actually the night before? I think it was actually the night before. I didn't talk about it yesterday because I was too busy picking up unusual golf balls in the creek. What did I come up with? Well, lately, I've been engaged... in some poetry conversation, or I should say conversations about poetry. The conversations themselves are not particularly, you know, poetic. But recently I've been discussing poetry with a certain Turkish university student and user of the Super Dimension Fortress. Of course, I'm talking about one of Vaults. And I've been thinking about poetry recently because we were talking about anagrammatic poetry. And we've had a long discussion going about the prosody of the anagrammatic poetry, etc., etc. And this conversation got me to thinking about something last night. Drinking tea. No, that's not what I was thinking about. Well, I mean, yeah, actually I was thinking about, but I'm always thinking about drinking tea, so that doesn't really count. Those are thoughts that are in the background at all time. Should I drink some tea? Yes, I think I should. Oh, it's so good. So while I was thinking about poetry... and things like qualitative versus quantitative prosody. I had this weird idea. This weird idea for cryptogrammatic poetry. That's my idea. Cryptogrammatic poetry. And there's a few different ways that you could go about doing this. But the way that it sort of came to mind immediately is basically this. And this is sort of a simple version for the sake of explanation. Imagine you have a poem. And the choice of words is important, but the meaning of the words is not important. Although it could be if you so desired. But what you want to do in cryptogrammatic poetry is to create a poem in which the immediate meaning is not the intended meaning. There is a secret meaning to the poem. And how do you secretly encode the information into the poem? Well, you use, for example, you could do this a number of ways, but an easy, simple way to do this would be to use Morse code and use words or syllables to represent the dits and dahs, the dots and dashes of Morse code. And you could do this any number of ways, again, but a simple way would be to let any word that ends openly represent a dash or a da. And when I say a word that ends openly, I mean a word that ends in a vowel or ends in like a letter like M, which is a drawn out. So you have a long word, although it's not, when I say long, I don't mean syllabically long. It's not long because it has a lot of syllables. It's not long like encyclopedia. It just sounds long, like the word tea. Tea. Tea is an open-ended sound, an open-ended word. So it's long. Tea. Even though it's a short three-letter word, when we say it, the sound is long. As opposed to a word like tot. Tot is a very short word. It ends in a hard stop. It ends in a consonant that, boom, it's done. It's over. And these words could represent dots or dits in Morse code. So you could have a poem that's just made of two words, but that would be pretty obvious. You know, that would be obvious that it was Morse code or binary in some way. So you just need to choose your words carefully, right? Get yourself a poem going. Another way that this could be done would be to use the actual rhythm of words and substitute the rhythm of words for the rhythm of Morse code itself. And now we're getting into prosodic talk, but let's keep this simple for now. So for example, if I wanted to write a poem this way, and I've thought of a couple over the last couple days, but here's a simple poem as an example. This is a three-line poem, just three lines in this poem, kind of like a haiku. But the poem goes like this. Tea may be my Waterloo. End of poem. Okay, it seems like that might make some kind of sense because you know who's speaking the poem. It's me, a guy that loves tea. So you're like, yeah, okay, of course, it's a dumb poem by Tobe about tea. Well, is it? Well, let's find out. The first line in the poem is just the single word tea, and that is a long sounding word, tea. It's open-ended. We're going to count that as a dash. That's the first line of the poem. There are no more words in it. So what letter is dash in Morse code? Well, funnily enough, it's the letter T. Maybe I shouldn't have used the word T, but that's just bonus. That's just bonus humor. Using the word T to represent the letter T in Morse code. You heard it first. Yes, I realize I'm brilliant and you're welcome. Second line of the poem is T may be. Again, three open-ended words, long words. So each open-ended word is a dash or a da in Morse code. So that second line is just dash, 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 or da, 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 by trio. Da, da, da. Fish, 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 fish. Da, da, da. Right, so the second line three dashes. What letter is three dashes in Morse code? It is the letter O. Dash, dash, dash. You should know this from SOS. SOS, dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. That's Morse code you need to know. O. O is dash, dash, dash. So, we come to the last line of the poem. The last line of the poem is my Waterloo. Okay, so the first word, my. Again, another open-ended word, my, doesn't hard stop. That, my friends, is another dash. Now is where it gets a little bit weird. Waterloo. Waterloo does end softly, but the whole word itself is what in music we refer to as a triplet. It is three quick notes in the space of one, Waterloo. Okay, I can say those three syllables in the same amount of space as it takes me to say my Waterloo. Okay, so even though I said earlier we were going to use hard stop words for dots in Morse code, Waterloo works as a triplet of dots in this context, and it also fits the theme of the poem. To make it make sense, I could have just used three random words at the end. The poem could have been tea. Tea may be my dog bark pig. That would still mean the same thing cryptogrammically, but it kind of doesn't make any sense. But it doesn't need to, really. It's poetry. But let's go back. So the last line is my, which is a dash, and then Waterloo, which is three dots. So the last line is dash, dot, dot, dot. Again, it could have been love, dog bark pig. Okay, long, short, short, short. So what letter is long, short, short, short in Morse code? If you guessed the letter B, you are correct. So that three-line poem is really just my name in Morse code. T. T may be my Waterloo. Morse code, T-O-B. And that's the basics of my new invention, cryptogrammatic poetry, which maybe I didn't invent, but I hope I invented it so I can somehow monetize this. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's just another gift to the world from the mind of Tobe. I was thinking about something else last night. I was thinking, you know, if you had a poem like this, it could become a digital signature. This could be
welcome to Allstate.
Your identifying mark, your identifying digital honko, which is a fascinating idea for me. I don't know where I'm going to go with that exactly, but yeah.
You already pay for.
And maybe I shouldn't have brought all this up though, because now the I'll tell you why. Once you have prosody on the brain, once you're thinking about prosodic elements, super segmentals, and foot and meter, you start hearing hidden secret messages in everything. The rhythm of speech, you start to hear messages in Morse code. Does anybody else have this problem, or is this just a Tobe thing? You know me, and we've talked about this before on other episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee, but I'm always the guy who's looking for the secret hidden information. The encode is, it'll make you crazy. And don't listen to any music. Don't listen to any music, because anytime you hear some weird beat, you're going to start thinking you're hearing Morse code. We'll be right back. Yeah. Now, does that count as prosodic music? You decide. That was, of course, YYZ or YYZ, depending on where you learned to speak the English language, by Rush. Oh, Neil, come back to us, please. But if you really want to get into some prosodic music, things where foot meter really count, we gotta go with some Vina. Oh, thanks, digital media.
Oh,
Oh, so very cool. That was The Breathless Song by Veena Srivani. And I have to wonder, is that her real name? Or is that a stage name? Or do people just call her that because she plays the Veena, like Guitar George? He knows all the chords. But now it's time for some unknown Hinson.
I ain't afraid of your husband, baby. I'll be over tonight. It won't do no good to lock them doors and windows tight. I don't scare easily, so shut up and listen to me. I ain't afraid of your husband, baby, I'll be over tonight. So what's the big deal? Let down your hair if you run around. He wouldn't care anyway. Come on, baby, what do you say? A good-looking woman, a chart-topping man. Need to get it on every chance they can. Give it up. Now come on, baby, give it up. No, he don't scare me none. He sure don't scare my gun. I ain't afraid of your husband, baby. I'll be over tonight. Now it won't do no good to lock them doors and windows tight. Cause I ain't afraid of your husband, baby. I'll be over tonight.
I Ain't Afraid of Your Husband by Unknown Hinson. A song about a good-looking woman and a chart-topping man. Good stuff. And you can only hear it here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and, well, I gotta get out of here, maybe get some food. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.